True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through a big show. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we will let you hear from D'Amico. D'Amico spoke earlier to the media, and I think there was a lot there to look at. We'll cover his thoughts on Nico Collins here in just a second, but we'll play that for you to hear at 4:30 or 4:40, excuse me, and also, a little real or fake, a little bit coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets on this Texans Ticket Tuesday. So make sure you stay with that. Clint, news we talked about yesterday with Cade Stover. He's out indefinitely. We heard D'Amico speak about that. The physicality he spoke of, that's something they're going to miss. They're going to have to upgrade their tight end room, he said. But
Ronnie, there's real quick. I don't mean to interrupt your point, but there is a perfect, and I'll try to get it out. I'll try to post it, but there's a perfect two play sequence. It's one of the runs where runs of plays where Chubb was getting loose in between the tackles, you know, and there's a two play sequence where I think they ran the same damn play, but he's kicking out Zero, the backside end who had a hell of a game, mm-hmm. And the first time he goes over there. I mean, he leans into him, Ron, and he gives it to him. And he leans up, Chubb leans on Chubb and ends up making the tackle 4 yards down the field, right? They're in the very, very same play the next time, and instead of that guy worrying about going and making the tackle, he's bracing for Cade Stover to hit his ass. And it's a perfect example of, like, if you're just a physical player, how the defense responds is they're bracing themselves and more worried about you hitting them than they are going to make a tackle and how it changes the game. Unfortunately, I say that knowing and, we're not going to get to see the guy play for the foreseeable future.
That's just it. D'Amico brought up his physicality today and announcing him being out for a while. He's going to miss some time. But other news, another starter, Clint, their starting center. We saw him walk off. Then it looked really rough because he was carted back, and that is Jake Andrews. Well, it's not as bad as maybe what was thought. It is a high ankle sprain for starting center Jake Andrews. Timetable for return is undetermined per league sources. Could have been worse for now. Jarrett Patterson is the next man up for the foreseeable future. That's according to Aaron Wilson. So that is the latest there. And do you – clearly Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson were in a competition throughout the summer and throughout training camp. Do you get a sense that this is a big change from things? Obviously, we saw Titus Howard and Ursary being the tackles as opposed to that being Cam Robinson and Ursary looked completely different than maybe what we were seeing in training camp. Do you get the sense that this is going to be a big change depending on how long Jarrett Patterson has to be
in. It wouldn't shock me if they didn't make it more difficult than it needs to be, but this is the one position where they've handled, I think they've handled the roster, the structure, the roster construct, if you will. I think they've handled it right. Like, I'm not worried. You lose Jake Andrews, you got a center that's played a lot of football for you, that's played good football, that knows the offense, that is really the best next option. You plug him in and you move on. It's easy. It's very, very simple. You know, do the same thing at guard, where if Ed Ingram's not ready to play this week, then Juice Scruggs plays, and you've got the tackle situation that you have with Ursary and Titus Howard. This is not rocket science. I don't think they need to make it any more difficult than it is. Jarrett Patterson's your center, and Juice Scruggs is your emergency center. If you get to a point in week two that you've already lost two centers and now you got to move Juice over there, hey, then it's survival of the fittest. Just do what you got to do to get five guys up there.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's going to be a major drop off.
No, I don't think it will be. I don't think it will be. I don't think it should be. You know, assuming they don't overthink this thing and try to put Juice Scruggs at center and Jarrett Patterson at guard or something crazy like that, then I think it's an easy fix, and I think the center position is fine. I think they've handled it well, and this should be an easy transition.
All right, so that is the latest there. High ankle sprain for starting center Jake Andrews. We'll see how long he is out. All right, D'Amico, as we said, spoke to the media. You'll hear that in full at 4:40. These were his comments about Nico Collins, and we talked about it yesterday. That was a big, big thing that jumped out with the offense, is them not being able to get the ball in his hands and allow him to be a big part of this game. Here was D'Amico in his thoughts with his star wide receiver, Nico Collins.
Throw it to Nico as many times as we can. Yeah, of course, that's everybody know. That's a question everybody, you know, wants to answer. Of course, we want to get the ball to Nico. He's one of our best players. But offensively, I just think when you go back to the game on Sunday, we have so many plays where we're kind of playing behind the sticks and we're not doing things that we're trained to do. We're not doing things conducive to staying on track and being able to run our offense in that type of fashion. It's going to be hard, you know, to get the ball to a certain player here or there, right? Because you're second and 18, second and 10, third and long. Like, that's not where you want to operate as an offense. So we just got to come back this week, just do the things that we're coached to do, make sure we're staying on track offensively, making sure everybody's on the same page, and we're just putting ourselves in position to make positive plays. And when we have those positive plays, then it opens up the offense for us to be able to get the ball to whoever we want to get the ball to.
They're all fixable.
All right, we heard from, this second time we've heard D'Amico, we heard from CJ after the game about Nico Collins. I cannot wait for Friday to hear what Nick Caley has to say about this situation, which I'm sure he is going to be asked about. When you heard the head coach talk about that, your thought?
Hate it.
Okay.
Hate it. It's rinse and repeat. It's rinse and repeat from last year.
And they say no.
We ended up in too much second and 18, so it's the players' fault. Penalties, it's the players' fault, right? We're behind the chain, so we get out of whack. We can't call what we want to call, so we can't even, like, because the players can't execute and stay ahead of the chains is why your offensive coordinator didn't get Nico the touches that he needed. I think that should have been a 5-second cut. Get Nico the ball as many times as we can. Of course we want to do that. I'm not real sure why it didn't happen, but I can promise you that it ain't going to happen this week. And let's move on. It's not a joke. It's not like here's it's one thing for D'Amico to say it, guys, but this is, all joking aside, this is what got, I think this is part of what got Bobby in trouble last year. If Nick Caley steps his ass up there, Nick, if you're listening, I need you to listen, man. If you step your ass up there when you talk to that media, and your response to why did we not get Nico more touches in the first game is because we had penalties and we were behind the chains, because we gave up sacks and we were behind the chains, and because our offense, you know, we were just out of sync and out of rhythm, it ain't gonna fly. It is.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different.
Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a backhanded way of saying the players have to do better for Nico to get touches, and it's not going to fly. It's pouring gas on the fire, and I believe it is a bad approach to what should be an unacceptable, inexcusable reality that Nico Collins had one catch and two targets in the first half of last week's game. Like, I think it's
three catches, five total for the game.
Yeah, I mean, and look, and I'm going to tell you, I don't remember who it was. All due respect, somebody called in the last, in the postseason, I mean, the post-game press, post-game that Sean and I do, the post-game show. You're going to see, man, Nico was running wide open a bunch of buttons. There may have been a couple of times, but there wasn't enough times where Nico was running open for me to go, yeah, boy, this was just protection, didn't allow CJ to get it to Nico. No, man, the plan was terrible as it relates to Nico getting touches.
When I listened to one of the comments that was made all off season with Nick Caley and this new offense is, this offense allows you to get the ball into players' hands and them doing what they do at their best and what they do best.
Mm-hmm.
Just gets it in the players' hands.
Which is
hands.
The very least your offensive coordinator should do at the NFL level.
I would imagine with that thought process and with the confidence people had in the offseason with that, that is something that doesn't continue. Because that didn't happen in the game.
Stop being a dumpster fire.
They gotta figure out a way to do that, and hell, you can force it.
Not only did it not happen in the game, Ron, but it's because now we're on to, okay, I believe that, yes, it didn't happen in the game. It was a bad situation. Now we're on to Monday and Tuesday, and how do the guys in a post-game presser, and after you watch the film and everything, how does the head coach, how do you respond to that? And if it's going to be the same thing of rinse and repeat, if we just got to execute better, and that's the answer to the obvious, the simple, stupid, obvious things of like Nico Collins getting touches and the O-line being put together better and the right guys on the field and being able to communicate and identify pressures, it can't be the guys have to just play better, right? I mean, it has to be very specific. Like CJ's got to see pressure better. CJ has to be so perfect. He's got to be able to throw the flat route to Nick Chubb in the flats on the money for a 6-yard gain. No, it doesn't sound like much, but it's extremely important, right? I mean, like those kind of things, we can't already be shying away from just saying, nah, we got to get Nico the ball, man. Like, we got to be better than that, damn it. As coaches, we got to be better than that.
Yep.
Next question. It's that easy.
Coming up, D'Amico responded to the Stroud lollygagging comment.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.